Okay, so we're going to, continuing in the topic of Shlichus in Bav Metzia, Yud Amud Beis. So the question comes up, so the Gemara is trying to work out the question of Shlich L'Dvar Avera. It's a bit of a tangent off of the topic of Shlichus by the, if the Chatzar is within Shlichus or not. Let's take up this topic on its own. Of yesh shlichus l'dvar avera or ain shlichus l'dvar avera? Yeah. Okay. So let's just take our general approach here to learning, and once we're already discussing something that we say with a question whether there's shlichus l'dvar avera or not. So that's really a. Let's go more general. Let's take our step back, okay? Let's take our step back. And let's ask for something that we know there's no shlichus for. In other words, the subject matter of shlichus, l'dvar avera, yei shlichus or ein shlichus, so it's asking that, it's saying there are things that shlichus works for, and there are things that shlichus doesn't work for. And we want to know, does avera fall under the does or doesn't category? So, the rational approach now would be to say, well, let's get our clear cut cases of when shlichus does and doesn't work. Then we'll be able to judge maybe a little bit better where avera falls out on the does work or the doesn't work side. But we don't have a good solid idea of when shlichus does and doesn't work. We're sort of like trying to do two things at once, which is always hard to do. So, I'm sure none of this is new to any of you, but it's good just to state even the obvious sometimes. So when does shlichus not work? When do we know shlichus definitely does not work? Gil?
An avera of the type where it's like you send somebody to kill someone.
No, simple.
What, that's not simple?
No, that's not simple.
In general,
I just want to know in general. Tell me a case where I would say, be my shlichus for this, and you would say, are you insane?
To pick up a lulav.
Well, yeah. Right?
That's simpler? Okay, fine.
Of course that's simpler. Because it's a devar pashut. There's no question. You don't need a rule, ein shlichus l'dvar avera over there. That's a devar pashut. There's no discussion. It's not even a havamina. So, right? Like, let's say you don't like davening. Chas v'shalom. Say someone doesn't like davening. So they'll say, "Look, do me a favor. Be my shliach and daven for me today."
So they do a lot of
right?
It's like a priest.
I don't want to put on tefillin this morning. Could you put on tefillin for me this morning?
The joke in Israel used to always tell the rabbis when we're like sitting at a meal, and we used to go.
So that's clearly a case where shlichus won't work. And where does shlichus definitely work? Kenyan. A simple matter of Kenyan. Let's say a Kenyan. Yeah. So how do we differentiate these cases? How do we differentiate the realm of... We want to know the realm of shlichus. There's a certain realm that shlichus is off limits. And then there's a certain realm, a certain type of thing that shlichus is shayach to. And apparently there's a question by Avera. How it comes out, but let's see if we can just get some really bright lines, really clear bright lines. Yeah, Gil was a definition. Okay, so let's say by a mitzvah, let's say there are certain mitzvos that the kiyum is in the maisa of the guf itself. Okay, so let's say hanochas tefillin. So anochas tefillin, when a person is wearing tefillin or he's wearing tzitzis, right? So it's qualifying his guf. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that your guf should be lovush b'tefillin, let's say. Okay? So we don't say shlucho shel adam kamoso in the sense that it's like you swapped gufim, right? We don't mean it in that sense. We don't mean it. We don't mean shluchu shalom kamoso means that his goof is your goof. That's silly. It's not. That's not even. That's not possible. There, the maisa. If the maisa mitzvah says that that there's a kiyum in your goof, then there's no way to have that kiyum in your goof if it's not being done to your goof. It's just not possible. Or amida lefnei Hashem. You didn't do amida lefnei Hashem. So when does shlichus work? It would be like saying, I want you to experience something for me. It just doesn't work. It's not possible. Right? I'm hungry. Eat for me.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. What's that?
Go lift weights for me.
Go lift weights for me. Correct. So it doesn't work. So then how does shlichus work? When does it work? So we said like kinyan it would work, for instance.
So we're working on all cases like chalos.
Ah. Oh, wow, that's good. You got a fancy word there. So sometimes your body is just a means of creating a chalos, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. Right? Means to say like you need an action. But the action is done to produce a certain effect. Okay? So we'll say in those kinds of places, although you do need to be there does need to be an action, and it does need to be your action, but since it's not qualifying the goof, it's really like a means to something else, we can say somebody else's action can stand in for your action, and the effect of the action can be benefited to you, can be attributed to you, can be applied to you. Because we can say, in that sense, we'll say shlucho shel adam kamoso. That's possible, because it's not a maisa to your goof. If it's a maisa to your own goof, if that's the nature of the mitzvah, if that's the nature of the activity, then nobody else could be your goof. But you yourself are really an agent in these mitzvos. Your whole goof is really just an agent to effectuate something else. Right? Like I give the money, it effectuates a kinyan. It's not really a thing I'm doing in my goof. So now we can say, since your whole goof is really there just to effectuate something else, it just has to be that it's a maisa of you. So somebody else can say, I'll do the maisa of you for you. That's not impossible. It's not a necessary idea it's not automatic that should work, but it's not illogical. Gil. Correct.
Pula,
in other words, right. It means that it has to be attributed to me because I am the cause of it. So I can be the cause of it with my goof, or you can say I'll do it for you, but then I'm still associated as the cause. That's what you're saying? Still
yeah.
Can go back to me.
Yeah, whether or like if I see.
So that's what we can say. So we can say in general that there's if the nature of the activity is a nature of the goof itself, and it's a kiyum of the goof itself, meaning to say it's somewhat like a reflexive kind of a thing. It doesn't produce any type of a kiyum outside of the maisa. Other than the kiyum of the maisa itself, like in Tilas Lulav, you're not trying to effectuate anything. It's that your goof has to be osik in this maisa per se. So then it's not possible for somebody else to be you. Someone else can't be you. Okay, but where your goof is really just there to effectuate something, a change, to effectuate a chalos somewhere, so then your maisa is really just a means to something, and you and someone else can do the maisa for you, because you yourself are not essential. The goof is not essential because it's not qualifying the goof. The goof itself is just a means to a change. And it's the change that you that really, it's the product that you're really looking for. So now I can say, well, it's mine. The product is mine because, like Gil said, I initiated it, whatever, however you want to put it. The precise definition of how it works, we can think about. But we're just looking for the general framework of where shlichus can work. Right? Like you'll say, who built the house? You can say, well, he's the builder. He might never have lifted a finger, but he's called the builder. Why? Because everybody went by his direction and the foreman, right? But you can't say he's the body builder, right? You can say he's the house builder, but not the body builder. Right? Okay. So let's think in this context, what's the Havamina to say that ain shliach l'dvar aveira across the board? Right, that's the Havamina, that by Chatzer, you would say, ain shliach l'dvar aveira. So it means to say that in the Havamina, the way they're looking at aveira, it would seem, is like the Maisa HaGuf per se. In other words, in order for someone to be Chayav, Kefel, or something like that, an Onesh, it's because his askus in the Isser. It's his askus of the Gavra that is necessary for the ultimate culpability. Similar to, I mean, it's not exactly the same, it's not like this really, but it's just a crude example. Like, well, sometimes we say, according to some shitas, you don't get malchus, let's say, on a lav shem b'maisa. I mean, it's a big machlokas, we're doing it in Shuas. But that's a similar kind of a notion. Like, unless you're involved to a certain degree, you're not roy for onesh, let's say. So it's possible in a certain sense to say that over here too. In other words, even though al yedei my chotzer, there was a kinyan of Geneva, so there was some effect. But to be the ganaf is not just the one who the shame ganaf is not the one who has the effect of the Geneva in his rishus. But it's the one who is biyadayim, the osek in the Geneva. So if that's the way you look at Avera, then you'll say, well, it's just not in the realm of Shlichus. It's like mitzvah. You understand? So it's true I was Kona the Behemoth through my Chotzer. And I have to return the Behemoth. There's no question about that. But the question is, can I now be slapped with an onesh of kefel, or malchus, or something like that? So I could say, no. The malchus really comes not from some abstract chalos of iser, but from the guf being involved in the iser. And there's no way for a shlichus to carry that through. There's no way to say that ayidei shlichus, I was osek be'atzmo, the person was osek in the pu'ula sa'isr. Right? So that's a good havamina. But, and then it's not silly to say that, yeah, chatzer, you did steal through your chatzer, but it was like, in terms of the gavra, it was a passive way of stealing. So, yeah, you might have a shame of a ganaf, but not an onesh of ganaf. And really the whole sugya, isn't, if you think about it, right? I mean, if you look into it, the whole Indian of Shliach Dvar Avera seems to have to do with onshin, really. It does not have to do with perfection, because, did you mention the other day, that if you pay a hitman, you're going to be Chayav Bidei Shemayim, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that was the example that book said.
Right. That book is like, it's like opened up a whole new world to you, right?
Yeah. No, it's a really good, like, Rav Sinman showed it to me, and I was like, okay, like, this one of Rav Sinman's obscure farm, and then I looked at it, it's a good, like, for everybody, it's a good.
Okay, you heard it here first.
What's the thing?
That means to say that he's culpable. I mean, he's not. If you say shliach dvar avera, ein shliach dvar avera, doesn't mean that he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Certainly, philosophically, he's involved. As a matter of fact, right, that was the, what did the Gemara say? We're doing it in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that's like the Nachash. The Nachash could have really said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. But, Ein Melamden Schus Le Mesis. So anyway. But the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara rejects that as this, as the idea of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And let's see. So what is this, Ravina? So Ravina says, no. Heicha Amrinan Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. When do we say this? That's when the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. Okay. That's when the shliach is a bar. So we're already off of that possibility. We're not saying in any way that avera is intrinsically tully in the maisa haguf. The realm of avera is tully in the maisa haguf. We can be more abstract by avera, and we could tie it to the chalos. We'll say no. There's a chalos shame ganaf. When you do a maisa avera, there's a chalos shame ganaf. Let's say. We have to think about it. How do we want to phrase it? How do we want to actually define these things? But they're obviously, they're saying it is amenable to a certain idea of chalos. And it is possible now to separate the one who does the maisa with the one who's doing it, whose koach it is. Right? And you can say that, that what? You can say that what? And that there would be that the possibility of shliach. Of course, it wouldn't work. Just like in mitzvah, there would be averos that it simply wouldn't apply to, like eating chazer or something like that. It's just not possible. But at least we're saying now, in the realm of averos that are like these things, kinyanim and things like that, where there is some chalos, so then I can say it's possible to say he'll be koneh a kinyan geneva for me. So then it turns out, who's the ganav? Maybe I'll say I'm the ganav. So it's possible. So Ravina's saying it's not that it's intrinsically out of the realm of shlichus, but there's something that is preventing the shlichus from taking place. Yeah, Gil? Okay. So what is Ravina's idea? That's what we're working on here. What is Ravina's idea that there will not be shlichus d'var avera when the shliach is a bar chiyuva? Yeah, what is that idea? So what does Rashi say? Bachiyuvu sha'afhu muzhar ala davar. He also is warned against the thing. So then we'll say the sholeach is putter. Why? Because we'll say div we da amrinan le. Funny, like we go into some dialogue with the person now. We say to him, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. When the master speaks, and the student speaks, who do you listen to? Veloha Yelo Lasos, and he should not have done it.
Doesn't that sound like the second approach?
What were the two approaches? Oh no. We'll see. Hold on. Sounds like the second approach. I mean, because he asked that for will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's difficult is, all right, it has a certain sense to it, but what's difficult is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says like this. Elameata, the Gemara says, Ha'omer le'isha ve'eved tzu ganvu li. So the Gemara, very strange question, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, according to you, Ravina, that the person has to be a bar chiyuva in order for the sholeach to be pater. So what if I send a woman or an eved to steal for me? Or what is that? What is that going to be? The lav b'nei chiyuva ninu. Hachanami de mechayav sholchom. Well, what does that even mean? If I send a woman and an eved to steal for me, the Gemara is a havmina, that according to Ravina, the sholeach will be chayev, because they're not bar chiyuva.
How come?
How come?
But They're not. But I said. I thought I said they're not barring people shelling.
So Rashi says the lav bar chiyuva ninu lishalem.
Yeah, for the punishment, right?
For the punishment to pay, because it says heim shechovlu b'achirim peturim. The Mishnah says that if an eved or an isha do damage, they don't have to pay for the damage that they do.
But they still have the onus of gneva.
So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" The Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Amrit isha eved b'nei chiyuvin inu. No, you're wrong. The woman and the eved really are b'nei chiyuva. V'hashta miha leis lehu l'shilumi. The only thing is, they don't have resources to pay with. Nitanan is garsha isha nishtachri ho'eved chayavan l'shalim. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if a woman does damage when she's married, let's say, or an eved does damage when he's an eved, so then they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay. But if she gets, if she's out of the marriage, or if the eved becomes freed, then he'll have to pay. They'll have to pay for all the damages that they incurred while they were in the original situation. So you see, it's not like they're not bar chiyuva in the case. It's just a circumstance. They don't have what to pay with. But it's a very difficult Gemara, though. I mean, what was the Havamina? Is it that the guy didn't... Did the Maksha not know? I mean, you could say the Maksha just didn't know.
What do you mean the Maksha?
The one who asked the question.
Yeah, right.
Just didn't know that an Eved was really a bar chiyuva, or a woman was a bar chiyuva. Seems crazy to me, though. The Maksha thought a woman doesn't have the mitzvah of not to steal?
Maybe.
But apparently there was a Havamina. So then the other way to learn is that there was a Havamina that he understood Bar Chiyuva to be in terms of Tashlumen, and his answer was, no, I don't mean in terms of Tashlumen, I mean in terms of Chov.
He misunderstood
what he meant by Bar Chiyuva. In other words, listen.
Yeah,
there's two ways to go on this question and answer, right, Ben?
Yeah.
There's two ways to go on the question and answer. Either you'll say that everybody always knew bar chiyuva meant, are you muzhar in the thing or not? Are you commanded in this thing or not? Can you say divrei rava, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah? Everybody knew that, and there was no doubt about it. And then when the stam gemara asked the question, what about a woman? They thought that a woman who's married is not under the mitzvah of don't steal.
No, yeah, you can't say that.
That's a very difficult havamina.
Yeah.
Or you can learn that the Gemara thought bar chiyuva meant bar chiyuva l'shulumin. That all it meant is he a bar, that a bar chiyuva l'shalem will be a patur for the sholeach. And that's why he asked about a woman. And the answer was, I never meant a bar chiyuva l'shalem, I meant a bar chiyuva for the iser, and the woman is a bar chiyuva for the iser. But that sets up a havamina of what was the havamina that there'll be a patur on the sholeach dependent on whether the person who's doing it is capable of paying or not, regardless of whether they're muzar on the iser or not. Exactly. In other words, what is the patur of bar chiyuva? According to the kasha, it was dependent on the wherewithal to suffer the consequence of the action. And since a woman, when she does the action, can't be on the hook for it, she won't be on the hook for it. Then what? Then we'll kick it up to the sholeach.
Yeah.
If she can't, the Havamina. The Havamina was.
Oh, since she can't pay, then the Sholeach.
Exactly. The Havamina was, why is he going to be putter? Because. So let's put it in the positive. The Havamina was, why would the Sholeach be putter
when the person is Muzhar?
No. When there's a fall guy. Right? As long as there's a fall guy, someone to take the fall.
Yeah.
Then, huh?
Yeah.
Then the shalit. That's right.
Oh, fine. Okay.
As long as there's someone left holding the bag over there, as long as the one who did it will be hauled into court and given the punishment, then the sholeach is clean.
Yeah.
But if they go to the guy who did it and they can't do anything to him, then they'll have a right to go up to the sholeach.
What do you mean they can't do anything to him?
If a woman damages you, a married woman smashes your car, right? You go to her, you bring her to Beis Din, you say, well, you caused me $1,000 of damage, pay up. Beis Din will say, well, she doesn't have any money. We're very sorry. She has no money. Oh, well, her husband has money. He didn't do anything. You suck. Sorry. So if the woman was sent by someone to smash your car, so maybe we'll say... we'll bring her to Beis Din, and you'll say, make her pay. She smashed my car. Beis Din will say, well, she has no money, she can't pay. Sorry. Then you'll say, yeah, but he sent her. You say, oh, he sent her? Okay, let's go after him then. That was the Avamina.
Yeah.
You with me on that, Elio?
Yeah.
The Avamina was... like you follow the money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The first guy who can pay you, if the shliach can pay you, then he takes the hit. And the sholeach is pater. But if the shliach can't pay you, then you go to the sholeach. That was the havamina.
Yeah.
So the havamina was then, the havamina of what Ravina meant. So then the Gemara says, so according to you, if you send a woman to do damage or to steal, then the sholeach should be chayef, because since she can't pay, the sholeach, the Gemara's answer was, no, I'm not talking about the practicality of whether the shliach can take the consequence or not. We're talking about whether the shliach is under the iser or not. But we have to define that first side. I mean, that's a very, very interesting idea. It's a very interesting idea. Even though it's wrong, it seems like it should give us some good idea about what we're talking about here. Some perspective on shlichus v'aver. I mean, what kind of an idea is that? I would challenge it, and I would say that they should both be chayev, and let the person who's damaged decide who he wants to get the money from. What kind of logical sense does that make? Mamarsha, if you're going to tell me the sholeach can be chayev when the shliach can't pay, so then he's considered to be doing the Isser. And if he's doing the Isser, even if the Shliach can pay, so you should have a choice. It should be the Nizak's choice.
Should be all or nothing. Logically, you should bring them both in or one.
Yeah, bring them both in. I understand that the Nizak can't get paid twice for the same thing. But why doesn't he have the choice of who he wants to take the money from? As a matter of fact, we had that in the Shruah Shira, a case like that, right? Where according to the Ravid, I believe, he held that the Nizak in certain circumstances can take the money from whoever he wants, the Baal or the Shomer, the owner of the object or the Shomer of the object. It's his choice. But they're both Chayev. Of course you can't get paid twice, but it's your choice. So what kind of an idea is this? That in theory you could reach the Sholeach. So why doesn't that mean he's a shliach d'var avera? But why are we saying he's a shliach d'var avera only contingent upon the fact that the shliach himself can't pay? And what kind of sense does that make logically? Yeah, I mean, and also the like I was saying before, the maskana is it goes by the bar chiyuva in terms of the mitzvah. So the maskana is saying that even though the woman can't pay, right, since she is a bar chiyuva and she's under this idea of divrei rav divrei talmud, the sholeach will still be pater, right? The sholeach will still be pater.
Would he have paid before?
What do you mean? Maskana. Saying the maskana. The Maskana is saying that, did I say Chayev?
No.
In the Havmin, right. But the Maskana is the Shaleach will be Pater as long as she was usher in the Maisa. Even though she can't pay, the fact that she was not allowed to do it will make him Pater.
He doesn't have to pay.
That's right. So it would be nice if the Gemara's Havamina and the Maskana are at least working in some in the same general direction, the same general way. Shouldn't be that the Havamina and the Maskana are like Mizrach L'Marav. I mean, there should be some general concept of Bar Chiyuva, same track, different station.
This one.
Right. Let me just give you a general description of the approach I'm trying to take over here. Maybe we'll think it through a little more. So let me describe it to you like this, okay? Let's think about the difference between Isser and Heter. Okay? Let's think about the difference. And it's now that we're accepting the idea that a shame can go on to, by Isurim, that have a Maisa and an effect, that, and a, you know, a Chalos shame, to be a little vague over here, does have the possibility of Shlichus, just like positive things that have a chaloshem have the actuality of shlichus. We're trying to think about why that shlichus would be aborted by the avera. So let's think about the difference between a chaloshem of a mitzvah and a chaloshem of an iser. Okay. So let me throw something out at you. Okay, I want you to think about it on your own for next time. But let me throw something at you. If I want to do something positively, I want to make a kinyan, I want to buy a car, whatever it is. Okay, so that idea. That phenomenon of buying the car, the Maisa Kinyan, where does it begin? Where does that Maisa Kinyan begin? In a certain sense, it begins in my mind. Okay? I think of it. I want it. I imagine it. I intend for something to happen. And then I go ahead and I effectuate it. Okay? So, if I was sort of play the tape backwards, I would say, well, where do I have to play the tape backwards to define this Maisa? Let's say...
To say the beginning? To say it started?
To have a complete picture.
Okay.
Where do I have to go back to get the complete picture? Let's say I have a frame of the movie where I hand the where you hand the money to the guy. Right? And I'll say, well, how do I know what really happened over here? How do I really know what just transpired? So we'd have to run the movie all the way back to the point where I say to you, I want to buy Matt's car, here's the money, do the kinyan for me. Right? Until we play it back to the point where I set things in motion, we really can't define what we saw on that instant where you handed the money to Matt. In order, I know it sounds confusing the way I'm putting it, but in other words, how much information do we need to know to understand and define fully the transaction of you giving money to Matt? So we have to go back to where it started. That's all I'm saying, right?
When your intention becomes explicit, like...
Correct, but first we have to get to the point of my intention. In order to know that that was a transaction where you... were my shliach to buy the car for me, that's not in that maisa. In that maisa, in the maisa of you giving the money to Matt, that's not existent in that. It doesn't start from there. The whole idea is you're doing it under my koach. So to get the full picture of of the full transaction, you'd have to start from where I made you my shliach.
Like you had the thought, though.
Exactly.
But why do we care, though? Because that didn't manifest itself in anything, so it doesn't.
Of course it did.
It's not a behavior. It's not a thing. It's not.
Well, in theory, I'm saying theoretically, the kinyan only is a kinyan because it expresses, like you said, a certain das that I had.
Yeah.
So in theory, in a theoretical sense, the kinyan has to start with my das.
Yeah.
Right. Just if I just give Matt money and he says, "What's this for?" and I said, "Well, I don't have anything in mind," that's nothing.
Yeah. Correct. Yes. Right? That's charity. Yeah.
So the giving of the money only has a definition when you go back to see what its intention, what intention it's fulfilling.
Yeah. Okay.
So the maisa is not defined. Positive things, creations of things, are not really defined from the maisa alone. They're really defined more from, you got to take a step back to the intention. And so too, if I make you a shliach, in order for that to be apparent that it's buying it from me, we'd have to go back even further and see the part in the movie where I say, "Gil, here's the money, be my agent and buy me a car." Otherwise it might look like you're buying the car, which would not be true. That's not really what's happening. Right?
Okay.
What?
You have to go back to that step.
You have to go back to that step. But what about Issa? What about Issa? When can I say that you're stealing something? When can I say a theft took place?
Yeah, it wouldn't work. Intention is worth it. I'm saying, okay.
In other words, Isurim are the opposite way. In other words, positive things don't exist. They're not existent until I think them up and then put them into action. Right. When did this building started with an idea that somebody had, and that's how it came to be. Right. Without that idea, it wouldn't come to be. Right. But Isser is different. Isser means right now. The Torah says certain specific actions are usser.
Oh, wow.
Defined right now. Okay. The action is defined now. So I can look at a situation right now and say, that is gzela. That's geneva. Nobody had to think about it and create it. It's there.
Nothing happened until something happened.
Right. So
you get what I'm saying with that? It sounds stupid, but it's...
It's deep. It's deep. So a lot of things that sound stupid are really deep.
It's honest.
Right. Like it is what it is.
No, that's...
Truer words have never been spoken.
No, I mean that...
Not very informative words, but
yeah,
but they're definitely true.
Nothing,
but
you can't say there's a guilt until there is a crime.
Correct.
There's no.
But my point is, I know that the way I'm explaining it sounds weird to you. But my point is, go back to the movie again. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good.
When I see the guy jump into Matt's car and peel away, I can say a theft occurred right there. I don't have to go back and see, did you send him? It doesn't matter. So it's definable at the first instance. So maybe that's what's going on over here. When it's a shliach for a positive thing, the positive thing doesn't exist, but for the intention of the sender. So obviously we have to go back to the sholeach to complete the transaction. The transaction is not complete unless I have a sholeach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole ikar of the thing. You are my shliach, so the whole transaction of you buying from me doesn't exist without a shliach.
Yeah.
But when I steal, the ikar of the maisa is the theft.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't need a shliach to define it as a theft. Mm-hmm. So there's no need to go back and say, what is going on over here? Let me find someone else. Only when there's no reality to that maisa do I have to look back and see what it was. When the maisa itself is not a theft, then I say, well, wait a minute. Are we sure it's not a theft? Let's look who's sending him. So my theory is a theory of least investigation. It's the theory of least investigation. You investigate the least you have to define the action.
Occam razor is an investigation?
It's just a crude description, but let's think about it, okay? And in that sense, it's the possibility to say that the Mishalim, I'm trying to work it in from the Mishalim.
Yeah,
you'd be a great police commissioner.
No. So where does Tashlumen come in? So Tashlumen would come in like this. In the theory, the Tashlumen would come in like this. That you have to go back until you find a complete din ganav. And if the din ganav, not the shame ganav. That was the Havamina and the Maskana. The Havamina thought that we stop searching when we have a complete din ganav. So since the woman can't be brought in and the din ganav can't be applied to her, we'll go back to the Sholeach. Because there's an element of Geneva that's incomplete. The Maskana says, no, it just goes by the shame in the Maisa. It doesn't go by the din in the Isser. Okay, think about it.